Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Chris. This is episode 61 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. And thank you again for joining me. This episode I'm going to talk about regulatory capture, because I'm reading the book, the RFK Jr. book, The Real Anthony Fauci, and I really suggest you read this book. If you are in any way interested in the hell that we have endured over the last 2 years and are still enduring, I really strongly suggest you read that book. It's just amazing. And it's not conspiracy theory craziness. It's documented truth, documented facts, and you will be shocked and disgusted. And I think it's, you know, one of the things that I really that caught my eye right at the beginning of the book is where he talks about regulatory capture. And I think this is a really healthy lesson that I'm glad he has learned the lesson. But I think there's so many people, because look, this is a Democrat. This guy, RFK Jr., is a liberal, progressive Democrat. And it just warms my heart to see a liberal, progressive Democrat talk about regulatory capture. Because so many Democrats are enamored with this mythology that government is good and wonderful, and these people, we need these people in government to tell us what to do and protect us and save us from the evil, greedy corporations and the businesses. And what ends up happening is, you know, these people that you put in charge of regulating and protecting us from these corporations, they end up being captured by the corporation, or the corporations capture them, or they capture the corporations. They work together. They end up working together, and it's what happens throughout the economy, throughout the government, and ultimately they end up. Like a really great example, there's a great example in the TV show, the Hulu show, Dope Sick, which I've mentioned before. It's with Michael Keaton. He's great. And it's a great show. It's, you know, it's got the problems of standard Hollywood stuff. But it tells the true story of OxyContin, and mostly true story, anyway, of OxyContin and how Purdue Pharmaceuticals came up with OxyContin. And the problem with opioids was always that they're very addictive. And so what they did was they came up with this idea that OxyContin is not addictive because we've coated it in this time release formula, whatever. And they didn't really do all the studies. They didn't really prove that, but there's a guy at the FDA, and it's a true story, this guy Curtis Wright at the FDA, he didn't really look into it too deeply, and he gave he gave OxyContin a label that says it's not really very addictive, and so that freed up doctors to prescribe this new medicine for all kinds of pain. And then Purdue Pharmaceutical gave Curtis Wright, the FDA regulator, a sweet, high-paying job. And that's a classic example of regulatory capture, of you hire these people to do a job, and they end up working for the very people they're supposed to be regulating. They end up being partners with them. And, you know, this is a rampant problem in America, and just in general, in the whole world, the regulatory, this is how corruption really works in business. This is how corruption works. This is where you get corruption. You know, you don't get a lot of corruption in a free market, right? Because in a free market, if you didn't have all this regulatory bureaucracy, then a if a drug company comes out with a drug, let's say they come out with a drug that they think cures cancer, well, they could do some studies, but without the regulatory bureaucracy, they could go straight to doctors and say, look, we've got this drug, we've done some studies, we think it cures cancer. And the doctors can say, okay, let me see your data. Let me see the data from your studies. And you know what? I'm gonna do my own studies. I'm gonna get a group of doctors together and we're gonna do our own studies. And we're gonna make sure, we're gonna double check your work. We're gonna make sure this works. And if that was the way we did things, you eliminate the potential for corruption, for regulatory capture. It's such a better system than the current system that we have, that most Americans really believe in because they're told to. I mean, look, we're all told to believe this. We need the FDA to protect us from the evil drug companies. But that's not what they do. They don't do that. So stop, you know, I've said this a million times, if I can do one thing with this podcast, if I can get one person to lose their faith in government and the bureaucrats, these government people are not your friends. They're just people trying to make a living. You know, and there's all kinds of problems with government regulation. You know, first of all, you get the outright corruption problem of well, they just got paid off and bribed. And because, you know, in a system that I described where doctors all over the world could do their own studies and test this particular drug, we're going to do our own study over here. Doctors over in every country in the world could do their own studies, and then they could all share their information, the data, the results of their studies with each other in an open, transparent system. If that was the way it worked, you eliminate the potential for corruption and fraud, or at least you minimize it. But in a system that we have now, where one entity, the FDA, controls all the testing, the doctors all over the world, all they know is what the FDA tells them. That's all they know. Well, the FDA said it's safe. The FDA said they did studies. Yeah, the FDA, well, we trust the FDA. And you end up getting drugs that don't do what they, you know, don't do what they say, and you know, you introduce this potential for corruption and fraud and regulatory capture. And I think that now talking about COVID, we're talking about the vaccines. You know, we're talking about how, I mean, that's what this is really all about how Anthony Fauci, he's not really a regulator, but he wields tremendous power throughout the regulatory bureaucracy. And you know, you would be shocked. If you read this book, you have to read this book. It's a great book. And if you read it, you will be shocked to learn about how Fauci and all these people at the CDC and the FDA and the NIAID, how they make money. They actually make money. They make royalties. They make user fees. You know, if you want the FDA to study your drug and approve your drug, you have to pay them millions of dollars. And you know, oh yeah, we'll get to it. And you might have to pay us some more money. You know, they make a lot of money off this whole process. And specifically regarding the COVID vaccines, you know, there are rules that if you want an emergency authorization for your vaccine, well then there can't be any other treatments allowed. If there are other treatments allowed, well then by law we are not allowed to give you this emergency authorization. We're not allowed to rush the vaccine process. Well, so what did they do? What did Anthony Fauci and these people who are at the top of our medical bureaucracy, the regulatory bureaucracy, what did they do? They they worked really hard to discredit any other treatments and demonized anybody and attacked anybody who dared to treat COVID in any way other than a vaccine. Yeah, vaccine's the only way. The only thing you can do for COVID is vaccine. Go home, sit in your room, hope you don't die. If you don't die, and if you live long enough, we'll save you with our vaccine. That's literally what they did. That's what they told everybody to do. Go home, don't do anything. Don't take vitamin D, don't take vitamin C, don't take any zinc, don't take ivermectin, don't take hydroxychloroquine, don't take anything, nothing, do nothing. Just sit home and wait for the vaccine. And they purposefully discredited some stuff like hydroxychloroquine, what they did in with the studies. You know, hydroxychloroquine is a drug that's been around for 50, 60 years, safely being taken safely by millions of people. Millions and millions of people have taken hydroxychloroquine safely. And so what they did was the normal safe dosage of hydroxychloroquine, I think, is 400 milligrams a day. So what they did was that, okay, we're going to do some studies on hydroxychloroquine, and in the studies they gave patients 800, 1600, 2400 milligrams a day, lethal doses, and then the patients died, and then they said, well, look, see, hydroxychloroquine doesn't work. I mean, they literally killed people. They murdered people on purpose to discredit hydroxychloroquine and everything else so that they could make more money with the vaccines. They literally did that. That's literally what happened. Now, you can dispute that all you want, but read the book. It's all in there. It's all in there, and it's documented. And this is, it's shocking. It's just absolutely, it's amazing that people people haven't chased Anthony Fauci down in the street and just beaten him to death. It's just incredible how the guy is still alive. But it's a lot of people haven't read this book, and I think that the best part of the book is that how RFK Jr. is not a right wing. He's not Alex Jones. He's not a right winger. He's not Steve Bannon. Although, you know, you got guys like Alex Jones and Steve Bannon are, you know, it's funny because there's a lot of overlap between the left and the right on certain issues. But this is one that where RFK Jr. is a liberal progressive Democrat, and he is realizing that these companies and certain organizations are like the World Health Organization, you know, they use government. Well, WHO is kind of a government agency. It's a supranational government agency, but they use government, the mechanisms, the bureaucracies of government to implement government policy. You know, they're not necessarily out there to serve you and me and to protect us. They're out there to serve themselves. They've got an agenda. They've got a plan. They've got, you know, they've got money to make. They want to make money, and they are using these regulatory bureaucracies. They've tricked you. They've tricked all of us into thinking, oh yes, well, we need these regulatory bureaucracies. We need these government agencies to protect us from disease and from, you know, whatever. We have to protect us from the evil, greedy corporations and the toxic and the deadly diseases. Oh yes, we need these agencies to do all that. But it's a lie. They're in it to line their own pockets, you know, and it doesn't matter if, you know, the people at the bottom are good, hardworking people trying to do what's best. If the people at the top are the most rotten, corrupt, evil people in the world, like Dr. Anthony Fauci, he's one of the most evil, most corrupt most destructive human beings on the earth. And he really is. He did horrible damage to humanity by crushing all, by squashing all potential treatments for COVID-19 to just push the vaccines. I mean, that's what he did. And so this idea, you know, so the idea of regulatory capture is that these regulators, and Anthony Fauci is not really a regulator, but the regulatory bureaucracy, these government agencies, they are not our friends. They're not our friends. We don't need them. We should get rid of them all. And a free market where we can, you know, I don't need to be protected from some corporation who's developed a drug unless the government forces me to take that drug. If the government forces me to take the drug, well, now I need to be protected from, I need to be protected from government. I don't need to be protected from the corporation, from the drug company, because I can just say, you know what, I'm not going to take that drug. So, and I'm not coming down on vaccines, by the way. I'm not going to come down and say the vaccines are bad. I'm saying that the vaccines were largely unnecessary. They're really only necessary for a small segment of the population. But there's more money to be made if every single human being on Earth is forced by government to take that vaccine, and forced to and prevented by government from using any other preventative measure, any other treatment to deal with COVID. There's a lot more money to be made if everybody's forced to take the vaccine. And that's what this is all about. And that's just the worst example of regulatory capture in the history of humanity. Really, it's a global example of regulatory capture. So, all right, that's it. That's episode 61. My last episode, I think, was the You Should Be Angry episode. Well, this one maybe is the You Should Be Even Angrier episode. So, yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It's unbelievable. All right, that's it. That's episode 61. If you like this podcast, give me some good ratings on iTunes and show me, check me out on Podbean, and you can message me on Podbean, and I will talk to you on the next one, episode 62. All right, see ya.